Plan to fail so you won't. Production will solve all your problems. Some will, some won't. Stop whining, so what? Just hit your weekly production goal. The weekend starts now.
Why do we say what we say? When should we say it? How do you succeed in this crazy business? I've recorded about 20 of my live, in the home, selling presentations. I've done this to help you understand our system of selling and help you move forward in your selling career. Listen to these over and over until you can quote me in your sleep. Many of my most successful agents have listened to over 200 hours of my live presentations. Listen and learn. Good luck and great selling.
Well, I take that out today and I die tomorrow to fail.
Sure. Well, let me ask you some questions first.
No waiting period.
If your health is good, there's no waiting period.
Well, my health is very good.
Let's find out. Let's find out. What'd they do to you?
Pacemaker out of this side, get away from the pot and put one over here.
Okay. Okay.
I've had open heart surgery.
I'm going to turn that down. Okay.
I had open heart surgery in 91.
Okay. Well, let's just do this. Rather than beat around the bush, let's just go through the health questions line by line, and this will tell us, before I say something I can't back up, and then I'll explain how it all works for you. You're not currently... None of that. Okay. So we had a stroke in October. Yeah, December, November, December, January. It's about 3 months ago. Mm-hmm. More early October, almost 4 months ago. Okay. Okay, let's go on to this one then. Okay, again. So, yeah, we can put you with the Illinois Mutual. They do have day one benefits. Now, they are limited due to the stroke. In other words, the pacemaker isn't a problem. The pacemaker, again, that's I guess the best way to explain a pacemaker is kind of like high blood pressure medication. As long as you're taking it, as long as you're using it, everything's going to be fine. Just because you had to have it, you know, new batteries put in it or replaced, that's kind of like the water pump in your car.
Yeah.
If you keep a car long enough, the water pump will go out.
Oh, yeah.
Now, by changing the parts doesn't mean the car, if the water pump goes out, the car's not shot. We just change the parts. Well, basically, your pacemaker just needed replaced or repaired or whatever. So that, like I said, the pacemaker's not the problem. It's the stroke that you had back in October. That throws a little bit of a wrench. But, no, we can still provide benefits. How it works is if death... Now, you can only die one of three ways. You can die naturally, which means you went to bed and didn't get up. You can die accidentally, which means you had a car accident or a fire or a fall or a tornado or a drowning or a shooting. We'll pay for that.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we don't pay anything for suicide during the first 2 years, but after 2 years, we even pay for suicide. But how Illinois Mutual looks at it is they say, okay, if death occurs during the first year from death due to natural causes only, they'll pay 30% of the face amount. Okay, let's say the face amount is $10,000, they would pay $3,000. If it's $5,000, they'd pay $1,500. And that's if you go to bed tonight and don't get up tomorrow. That's an immediate benefit. Most of them, you get them in the mail, you know, might even contact. The only thing they'll do is during the first 2 years is return any money you've put into it.
Yeah.
If you pay $100 today and die tomorrow, they pay back your family $100 and maybe 10% interest, so they get $110 back. Well, that same $100 in our program might buy you, you know, $10,000, which is worth $3,000, just like that. So it's an immediate benefit. Unfortunately, it's not an immediate 100% benefit. And that, again, because of the stroke,
yeah,
we can't do that. So that's during the first year, 30% of the face value. Anytime during the first year for natural death, whether it's tomorrow or 360 days from tomorrow, is 30%. The second year, it automatically converts from 30% to 70% of the face value. And again, that if it's 12 months and one day, it's 70%. You pass away, we pay 70%. If it's 23 and a half months, we pay 70%. Now, once we roll into that 25th month, we go 2 years and one day, it goes to 100%, stays that way forever. And it doesn't matter what happens in the meantime. Let's say you have another stroke next year or a heart attack. They cannot come back and make you requalify again. You walk through that two-year limited benefit period, and you never have to do it again. Once you get to the full benefit, it's there forever. Okay, it never is reduced. Now, that's natural death. If accidental death occurs at any time, it's 100%. That had nothing to do with your stroke, your pacemaker, nothing. If you go out and get in a car wreck tomorrow and you've got a $10,000 benefit, we pay $10,000. Okay, does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So again, it's an immediate benefit, but unfortunately because of the stroke, it's not an immediate 100% benefit.
Mm-hmm.
Take away the stroke, yeah, then I've got an immediate 100% program, even with the pacemaker change going on a week ago. Doesn't matter. Now, when you do pass away, who would be responsible to take care of your expenses? Who will pay your funeral expenses? Do you have children?
Well, my funeral expenses are all paid.
Okay.
So you insurance policy.
Okay.
And the tombstone's all set and everything.
Okay. So you're just looking for some supplemental?
A little supplemental to help the kids out.
Okay.
If there's some additional charges.
Well, you know there will be. I mean, my dad passed away 5 years ago, and he was like you had it all taken care of. He was a retired funeral director, so, you know, he knew exactly what was going to happen and what he needed to take care of. But you're right. There's always. In fact, the one that probably caught us the most off guard, Mr. is my brother was the administrator. He took care of everything. And he contacted Social Security to let them know my father passed away so we could get our $255 and to stop the monthly benefit from coming in. And they said, that's fine. We'll take care of all that. We also need his income back from the month of October. So we had to repay $1,185 back to Social Security for that month. Well, fortunately, the money was still, he spent it, but he also had money in savings, so we just transferred some money. But what happens to some folks that are out there, they get their Social Security check on the 3rd, and by the 10th, it's all gone. They pass away, and the family contacts Social Security and says, we need our money back. Well, it's gone. Well, we would provide some money to help them take care of that. So that's what we do. So you're right. It's going to do exactly that. So let me take a look here at some pricing for you. Now, how the program works, the actual mechanics of the program, you need to understand also. We can provide a benefit. Let's see, you're 80 right now, correct? For another couple weeks anyway.
Right.
Okay. We can start a benefit. $5,000 is the minimum benefit we can start with. We can go as high as $10,000. So you can go from $5,000 to $10,000 in $500 steps. It can be $5,000, $5,500, $6,000, $6,500 on up. And those benefits we provide, like I said, are an immediate ongoing cash benefit. So basically what it says is when you die, we pay. Well, as you stated when I walked in the door, I hope you don't go to bed tonight and not get up tomorrow. But if it happens, we're going to write the check. And how do I know? Because I've had it happen. I don't recommend it, but it happens. So time of death being unknown doesn't matter. Cause of death, as I've already said, doesn't matter. You die naturally, we pay. You die accidentally, we pay. Again, during the first 2 years for suicide, no, we're not going to pay for that. But after 2 years, we even pay for suicide. Now, someone asked me a while back, why would your company do that? And I said, because your family's still going to have expenses even if you take your own life. But we're not going to reward someone who's in a depressed state, gets his card in the mail, and says, oh, I think I'll shoot myself next month. We're not going to pay for that.
Yeah.
So cause of death doesn't matter. Time of death doesn't matter. Now, being a cash benefit means I pay the money directly to your children. I don't pay the funeral home or the cemetery. I don't pay the hospital, the nursing home. I don't pay your bills. I don't pay your cable TV bill. I don't pay your phone bill. I pay your children. It's their money to use as needed. Well, as you said, what are they going to need it for? We really don't know.
Yeah.
But we know it's going to be other expenses. But let's say there are no other expenses. I'm going to pay your children this money whether they need it or whether they don't. It doesn't matter. It's their money to use as needed. It's a tax-free benefit. There's no income tax, inheritance tax, or estate taxes on these benefits. So it doesn't matter when you die, it doesn't matter how you die, and it doesn't matter if your children need this. They don't need to prove to me or my company that they need this money. They need to prove to me that you've passed away by getting me a death certificate. We cut them a check. The program's over. Whether you've made one payment, 10 payments, or 20 payments, it doesn't matter. They're going to get the money to be used as needed. okay? And it is a tax-free benefit. Now, we back it all up with three guarantees to protect you. Number one guarantee, the payment can never go up. Guaranteed in writing. As you get older, as your health changes, we'll never increase that payment. You're going to get older in 15, 16, what, about 20 days?
Yeah.
You're going to get older. We can lock your benefits in today at age 80. You'll be age 80 forever with our program. You'll never be 81. So it stays locked in, guaranteed in writing, that it never goes up. The second guarantee is the benefit you request. There's $5,000, $6,000, whatever you want. That benefit is guaranteed never to be reduced by my company as you get older, as your health changes. And the third guarantee, probably the most important guarantee, is your program can never be canceled by my company. I don't care how old you become. I had a client over here in Sterling, Kansas, pass away. She was 103. So live as long as you want. I don't care how poor your health becomes. Like I said before, if you develop another stroke or pacemaker acts up or have a heart attack, we can never cancel the benefits of your program for any reason as long as you make your payments. And that's taken care of for your safety and your convenience if you choose automatically through your checking or savings account. So once you own this program, you control it. And you can change it as needed. Well, there's two reasons we do that. The main reason, you want it to remain adequate. So you can add to your program later if you want to. You can start with a $5,000 benefit today. If need be, 3, 4, 5 years from now, add a couple thousand dollars. 3, 4, 5 years later, add a couple thousand dollars. So you can build your program to always keep it adequate. The second reason we do that is to keep it affordable. I don't know what you can afford. That's none of my business.
Okay. I didn't look at the card and see what you wrote on there. Usually you give me a... You wrote $7,000 on there. We can look at that for you. Okay, if $7,000 is affordable, do it. But if it's not, you don't have to throw up your hand and say, just forget it. We'll look at a $6,000.
Start with $5,000. That's better than nothing. Knowing that in a year or two or three, you can add a couple thousand dollars. Now, we go one step beyond that. Let's say today that $7,000 benefit is affordable, but 3 years from now it's not. You can always step it down. You can always reduce your payments if you need to. So that way you've got a program that's always adequate, and it's always affordable. Now, one of the things you need to realize on this program is it doesn't cost anything to own. Now, don't misunderstand me. I said that a couple weeks ago on the Wichita Sunday. She said, oh, you mean it's free? I said, no, it's not free. But all you're doing is you're taking money, you're transferring it into a fund. That's all you're doing. It's like a savings account. The difference being is you don't have to wait for the balance to build up. Okay, so what I mean by that is eventually you have to pass away and we have to pay the benefits. So many insurance programs we get into, we never see any benefits. Do you still drive? Do you own a car?
Yeah.
How many cars have you totaled in your lifetime?
Never.
I haven't either. How much money do you think you've paid the insurance companies over the years?
A bunch.
And someday you're going to get to the point where you can't drive, or you're going to pass away, and your kids are going to sell the car. And what's the insurance company going to do? They're going to drop the policy and say, thank you very much.
Mm-hmm.
Not a penny is going to be refunded. Before you lived in here, did you own a home? You owned a home, I'm sure. How many times did you file claims on your homeowner's policies?
Never.
Never. Usually it's one, maybe a hailstorm for a new roof or something, but nothing serious like burn it to the ground or anything like that. But when you sold that home, how much did the homeowner's insurance company refund you? Not a penny. And those are all what we call needs-based benefits. Well, this program is a death-based benefit. With death being guaranteed, we got to pay. At some point in time, we have to pay. So all you're going to take is a few dollars a month, you're transferring it into a fund that has an immediate balance. Eventually, that comes back to your children. Let me show you what I'm talking about. Father's was, and my mom's was the day before tax day. Hers is April 14th. Well, unfortunately, due to your age and your health, it is a little pricey. Okay. If we provided you with a $7,000 benefit, you'd be looking at $139.86 a month for $7,000. $6,000, looking at $119.88, $5,099.90, let's just say $100 for $5,000. Now, let's go back to that statement I just made a minute ago. It doesn't cost anything to own. Okay? If we look at that, and we'll just use the $5,000 program as an example. If you take $100 today, if you go down and you say, Jim, thanks for your time, I think I can beat your program. I'm going to the bank. I'm going to open up a savings account, and I'm going to go down, Mr. Banker, here's $100. Would you please open me a savings account? And say, sure, Mr. F***, we're happy to do that for you. And so I don't have to mess with this. Would you take $100 out of my checking account every month and put it in my savings account? And I said, we'll be more than happy to do that for you. You get in your car and you back out of that bank parking lot, you hit the street and the Pepsi truck runs over and kills you. What does your family get out of that account?
Nothing.
$100. We give them $5,000. Okay? But let's say it doesn't happen. You come back home, you go to bed and don't get up tomorrow. They get $100. We give them $1,500. 30% of $5,000 is $1,500. You made a $100 investment. Now, let's take worst case scenario. You live 12 months and pass away. You've invested $1,200. We still pay them $1,500. You can't lose a dime. We pay them more what you've put in, even if you live the full year. Now let's go the next year. 12 months and one day, you pass away. You've now invested $1,200. Let's just say $1,300 for most. We took the 13th month payment. You've invested $1,300. We then pay 70% of the $5,000 or $3,500 for a $1,300 investment. That's not a bad deal, double your money, is it?
No.
Not bad at all. But let's take worst case scenario. You live 24 months and pass away. Now you've invested $2,400, $100 a month for 24 months. You pass away, you've invested $2,400, we pay back $3,500. Okay, an $1,100 gain on a $2,400 investment. Again, you can't lose a dime. Then we go one step beyond that. 24 months in one day, the program jumps to $5,000. So you see what happens. So, again, the program doesn't cost anything to own. Now, the other option we have, once we get you 2 years past any health concerns, the stroke, the pacemaker being changed, we can come back in and readjust this. Bring it, we re-ask the questions, and if you qualify for our, this is what we call our standard program. If you didn't qualify for our preferred program, we can keep the benefits the same. We drop your premiums down, or we keep the premiums the same, we raise your benefits up. So you have that option at that point in time. So that's a nice amount. It's adjustable, you know, at all times. So as you know, make sure your health continues good, then you're rewarded for that. And let me show you what would happen at that point in time. Let's see, that would make you 82. So you'd be 2 years older, but now we're completely through all the health concerns. You've stayed healthy and everything's working fine. See, that $7,000 program, for example, you'd be paying $139.86 for $7,000. 2 years from now, if you wanted to stay at $7,000, the payment would drop down to $96.91. So they reward you for staying in good health. They reward you for, you know, making sure everything's maintained properly and things like that. So that's an option you can exercise at that time. But again, your concern, as you know, when I first walked in, says, does it have day one benefits? Yes, it does. Yes, it does. You're not just basically giving your money to a company to say, well, you know, when I pass away, we'll just give it back to your kids. No, we give an actual benefit. And that's important because, again, as you stated when you walk in, you know, death is guaranteed, but when?
Yeah.
We have no idea. We have no idea. Yeah. Would you be comfortable with a $7,000 benefit, or would you rather do the $5,000 at this point?
Well, I'd say maybe the $5,000.
Right. Let's start with that and get you through this. Because what I can do then, basically by leaving it that way for 2 years, then I come back in for the same, actually for $4 less, but let's just say for the same money, I jump it up to $7,000. So it kind of gives you a little bit of a goal to say, okay, I'm going to stay healthy now. I'm going to, you know, do whatever. I mean, how can you do that? But, I mean, sometimes they say how we think can change how we react. But, you know, I'll check back with you in 2 years. If your health is exactly the same as it is right now, you haven't, you know, if I say, have you any problems with a heart attack, strokes, cancer, diabetes, emphysema, you say, nope, no problems at all. Haven't any problems in the past 2 years. Then I can come in and say, fine, we're going to just change this thing. We're going to go from, you know, 5,000 to 7,000. Payment stays relatively the same. Fair enough? That'll give you a goal, won't it? Okay, let's do that.
But I can stop it at any time too if I want to.
This is your program. You own it. You control it. We, you know, basically, those three guarantees we carve in stone. We can never raise the payment. You can if you want. We can never reduce the benefits. You can if you want. And we can never cancel your benefits. You can if you want. It's your program. But that that's what you want, is you want that control so that you don't get a letter in the mail. All of a sudden you turn 83 years of age, you get a letter in the mail saying you're going to be canceled, or you know, you go through what you just went through.
Yeah.
And my company somehow gets access to that medical record and says, whoa, hang on, Mr. just had his pacemaker removed and moved to the other side. I don't think we want that risk anymore. We'll just cancel it. They can't ever do that. They can never do that. But yeah, it's your program. You can do whatever you want anytime you want. All right. Do you have a middle initial?
Right.
All one word. And were you born in?
Yeah.
Okay. And that was correct?
Yeah.
And what is your Social Security number? Okay. And have you used any form of tobacco in the past 12 months?
I quit in 73.
It's been more than 12 months ago, hasn't it? Wonderful. And who do you want as your primary beneficiaries? Who do you want me to pay?
Them two kids.
Okay, give me the names.
Tanya.
T-A.
Daughter of the
oldest. T-A-Y-N-A.
T-O-N-A.
T-O-N-A.
Lee. L-E.
And her last name?
Pinnick. P-I-N-N-I-C-K.
P-I-N-N-I-C-K. Okay. You says T-O-N-I-A.
P, which one?
First name, T-O-N-I-A.
T-O-N-A.
Just T-O-N-A, okay. Okay, and your son?
Joseph B.
Now, do you want them as equal beneficiaries? Okay. Did you raise your children here in the area?
Right here.
Do they still live here?
Yeah.
Well, good for you.
Yeah, I was out in Arizona for about 9 years. My son was out there, too. My wife passed away out there. My daughter said, why don't you come home? So I came home. He came home with us. They lived together, both of them. We're both divorced.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, you're just back to being a... pretty much a big happy family, aren't you?
I guess.
What did you do in Arizona?
I was retired at that time.
Mm-hmm.
I retired.
Had to go down where the sun shines all the time, huh?
Yeah.
I've been there a few times, and I know it's hot. During the summer, anyway.
You got to be smarter than average bear to get in where it's cool.
That's exactly what they say. If you're going to play golf, you go play in the morning.
Same thing you do here when it gets cold.
That's right.
Right now.
That's what, even, and it's funny because, you know, when, oh, was it last week? It was wind chills at 9 or 10 below. You know, you just don't go out. Like I said, you just stay home. But for some reason, in the summertime, when it's 107 blowing 35 miles an hour and it's just miserable, we're still out in it. And I told my wife one day, she goes, it's just me. I said, well, you know, if this was January, you would just stay in.
Right.
I said, you know, why not be smart enough? Just go in, you know, kick back, watch some TV or whatever, rather than go out and fight this stuff. But we do.
Yeah.
You just get exhausted from it. And it sucks the moisture out of your body and wears you out. And, you know, it's just frustrating. But that's one thing. We have friends that live down there, and they said the same thing. If we got something to do, we know it's going to be 114 by 10 o'clock. We get up at, you know, 5 or 6 in the morning, get our yard work done and get everything done, and then take the day off till about 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon. It starts cooling down again and go back out and finish up. So, but it's interesting because especially how they cool their homes with those what we call swamp coolers, because there's no moisture. You know, you use a swamp cooler around here and, you know, it just doesn't work. Doesn't work.
And so
there's nothing cool about moist air. It really isn't.
That's for sure.
The other thing thing I thought was interesting is how a lot of people put ice in their swimming pools to keep the water cool. Mm-hmm. They get these big blocks of ice, or, you know, I don't know, about the size of a, like a big cooler or something, and drop them in their swimming pools trying to keep the water cool. So we're down here, I mean, that's unheard of. Do they have a staff that keeps the place clean for you and stuff?
Well, they have a cleaning lady that's run out cleaning the hallways.
Do they do your apartments for you also? No, just...
I hire mine done, yeah.
Oh, do you?
The toughest thing on me is making the damn bed. I don't know why, I would pull on to the sheets, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
That just wears me out.
Well, it's something, it's hard to do for one person. My wife and I do our beds together, and it's still a brawl, you know, for the two of us to get the darn things on there. But for one person to put a fitted sheet on, I mean, you get this corner on, you kind of walk around, try to pull this one on, around here and then back over here, and about that time this one pops off, and, you know, it's just, like you said, it's a brawl. All.
Consequently, I don't mess with it. I got a lady that lives in here. She's a single gal. She don't have a car. And every time I go to the grocery store or something, she wants to know she can go on. Hell yeah, get in. There's
sure.
Her room. So she cleans my apartment for me.
Kind of works out nice that way.
I need transportation for her. She's done a little nursing work, so
yeah.
Something like this comes up, I keep on changing my bandages and check the incisions and see if they're all right. And outside of that, there ain't nothing going on.
But
it's just buddies.
It's good that you can do that. Well, that's, you know, and that's the nice thing about these types of establishments is because you have that. If you want, you can go downstairs and see all the people you want. You can play cards, you can play dominoes, you can play bingo, you can do whatever you want, or you can stay in your apartment and never see anybody.
Right.
And that's nice. Now, you live in a house, and you want to go see somebody, where do you find them?
Right.
You know, you go to the senior center, maybe, you can go to the McDonald's, you know, you never know. So most people just sit in their homes. Well, here you've got a choice, and you know some people are down there every morning and they're involved in everybody's business, and other people show up every once in a while, and things like that. So
some people think they own the dinner
plate. And maybe they do. On that line right there. And we need another one. One more. Let's see. Right down there.
That bottom line?
Yep, bottom line.
Well, you don't get that much room to write.
Isn't that something? And this is a pretty good one. I can show you other ones. I tell those companies all the time, I said, when you print these things up, I said, you know, I'm lucky. My name has three letters, in, or seven letters. Jim Mall, you know, it doesn't take me. But, you know, like you said, you got half the alphabet in your name,
right.
You know, or more. And I do have one company that it's just, they got a little bit of line in it. And I said, what are you guys thinking? I said, you got all this paper, you know, what's the purpose? And they just don't.
I've talked to you before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's been.
Yeah, you were related to Bud Mall, wasn't you,
mm-hmm.
Nevlin?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that comes back to me now.
Yeah, it's been a little over, probably a year ago, I think you and I visited or something. Mm-hmm. I remember we talked about that because I was over there a while back talking with some folks. They run the salvage yard in the southwest part of Abilene.
Mm-hmm.
And I was talking with her, and she said the same thing. She said, you said your last name was Maul? I said, yes. She said, in relation to Bud Maul? I said, it was my uncle. I said, which his real name was Leon. But and she said, well, I just remember because my son always called him, he always walked over to the service station because it was right from their salvage yard. And he always come back, and he called him Mudball. He said, I was up seeing Mudball up there or something. So instead of Bud Maul, it was Mudball. But, of course, Uncle Bud had one, and Uncle Kenny had a service station there. Now, did you do business over in Abilene, or?
Yeah, I lived over there.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. I worked down there.
Mm-hmm.
Like 47, 48,
and 9. Yeah, that's when you would have.
Yeah.
Because my dad went to the war, and then came back from the war and went into embalming school and became a funeral director, and then he moved to, right out of embalming school, went to Norton, and was there for right at 10 years. Almost 10 years when we met and married my mom, and then we moved to Hayes in 61, bought a funeral in Hayes in 61. But yeah, he passed away just 5 years ago, and then see Uncle Herb passed away just last year. Did you know Harlan or Herb Mall? He was the youngest of all of them. And he got involved with the duck wall outfit there in Abilene, and then he managed a duck wall store in Beloit, and then in Lincoln and Ellsworth, when he retired from the Alco. He managed that Alco in Ellsworth, and he passed away last year in, I want to say December, late November, early December. And then Aunt Leona, which would be Bud's twin, it was Leon and Leona. Aunt Leona passed away just a year ago, probably about now. It was late January she passed. So they're all gone. The malls are all gone. Unfortunately, good people.
Yeah.
Good people. So.
Yeah, Bud was a great guy.
Yeah. And see, he died. He was the first to die. He died very young. Had heart problems. Because I know he passed away before Grandma Mall did, by about a year or two. I was young. That was, I think, Uncle Bud passed away in 63 and Grandma passed away in 64 or something like that. So, and then basically we didn't have any deaths for a long, long time.
Yeah, every time I go by that corner, I still see that damn finish station sitting there.
Yeah. Now it's a quick shop, isn't it now? Or
I don't know. There's something built back in there?
No. Now that you think of it, Uncle Bud's was on the south side.
He's on the north side.
On the north side. Yeah, I think there's a quick shop because maybe Uncle Kenny's was on the south side then. I can't remember anymore. Gosh, it's been.
Yeah, he was on the northwest corner of that intersection.
Maybe it isn't. Maybe it's on the northeast corner is where there's a quick shop now. Maybe there isn't anything on the northwest. I haven't been to Abilene for a while now. I haven't been back down there. But I know it's all different. You know, the streets are wider and, you know, but it's still. That's where Interstate killed, you know, a lot of businesses. When, you know, they were out there on Highway 40, you know, so it was a gold mine. As soon as they put the interstate in, that you know, you had the local trade and that was it. That's all you had. So. Okay, I do need a check from you for the first month this morning.
Had that first real big ice storm, the first pole break was out here at the CK Ranch. And from there to the Colorado line, it was like dominoes, it was all down.
Well, you did. I mean, that's what we just had out, you know, out in.
Right.
We lost our power on. December 30th at 10:30 in the morning, and we got it back on Tuesday at 4:30. And you know, there—I guess there's still people out.
Oh, they're still out there.
Where they got those big towers went down, and.
In fact, I got one of the guys that was on the line gang with me lives in Lawrence. I quit telephone company because they moved you around so damn much, and he stayed with him. He retired from it. Anyway, we call each other all the time. I called him the other day and I said, "You got your suitcase packed?" And he said, "Why?" I said, "Well, you and I are going to have to go to Western Kansas again and straighten them damn lines out there." I said, "I don't think these young guys know how to handle that." He said, "No, because they're all underground now. They don't have to worry about it like we do."
Phone lines are, yeah. Which I don't know why. Why can't they put the power lines underground?
Well, they could, but it'd be a hell of an expense.
Well, they said, what, 10,000 poles got snapped off? Well, what kind of expense is that?
Yeah.
You know, I just
bear it, but they'd have to run a lot bigger lines and all that kind of stuff.
I would imagine that. Would they have to put in conduit? Would they have to put?
No.
They've got lines.
They got lines they can bury.
Because I know I've got. I mean, my line is buried from the pole. I live in the country.
Yeah.
And so when my power comes above to the pole, that's where it stops, and it goes down the pole underground to my house, which is probably 300 or 400 feet.
Yeah.
But I know they stuck it in plastic pipe. I mean, the electrician.
Yeah, can do that.
Which.
They've got, it's the insulation on it that they'd have to increase it because that might get buried directly.
Well, he told me the reason, he said, I'm going to put it, of course, when they trenched my thing, they trenched down about 8 inches and hit rock, and it was just limestone, and he said, I'm putting this in conduit because he says, all it takes is those rocks, he said, the earth moves all the time.
What?
He said, those rocks will rub and rub and rub, and he said, all it has to do is cut through that insulation enough, and he said, all of a sudden, you're shorting out, and we got to dig this whole thing back up and try to figure out where it's at. That was my only thought, is why they don't bury it, because, of course, now they probably got the technology to say, right there is where your problem is, you know.
Yeah.
They can tell you exactly where the break is. Or now, the phone lines, are they just buried in underground? I know mine is.
Yeah.
There's no conduit. Or in fact, they sew, I call it sewing it in. They got a machine that just pulls it in.
Right.
It goes down about 8 inches, and they just start driving, and it just sticks it in the ground. Just cuts the thing in your grass about 2 inches wide, and it lays right back down. And came to.
Like I say, they can pinpoint a break in that right to this, within a foot of it.
Mm-hmm.
What do they call it? Wheatstone bridge, they run on it.
Hmm.
within a foot of where the brake is.
That's interesting. Yeah, after this, because we went, my daughter plays, she's in high school, she plays basketball. We had a game in Ulysses that next week, and we drove down Ulysses, and like you said, it was just like dominoes. They were just laying. And you thought, why don't they just get a big old trencher and just lay this stuff down and be done with it? It would be, like you said, be a substantial expense, but like I said, I think they said it was between 10,000 poles, maybe it was more than that.
There's a bunch of them.
But those things aren't free.
No.
I mean, and those got to be getting harder and harder to come by, especially those big, tall, 30-footers or...
Well, 30 is probably the average one used, yeah.
Yeah.
My, at that time, that line was down from here to Colorado was 5 arms, 10 wires on an arm.
Really?
50 wires. It's like spaghetti.
What a mess. And that was your stuff or yours and the power?
That was ours.
That was just the phone company only?
That was 55 arms of toll lines. Those were toll lines.
Hmm.
They weren't local phones. Those were one went coast to coast.
Oh, that's the big stuff. That's
AT&T.
Wow.
Hmm. A lot of radio stations working on those and everything else. See.
Yeah, that's where satellites have... definitely made some changes for us, haven't they?
Mm-hmm.
I know my dad, after my parents divorced, he sold the funeral home, he moved to Hawaii. I remember when he first lived there, we'd call in that transatlantic cable that went underneath, and it was just like talking in cans.
Yeah.
You know, it was an echo, and sometimes you would talk, and then there was silence, and then it'd be kind of an echo, and then he would talk, and it was really hard. When we went to satellites, it was just like you and I are talking right now.
Yeah.
You could not tell that you weren't calling someone right next door.
Yeah.
It was that good. But, yeah, that transatlantic cable, it was... But I can't imagine. Can you imagine running that thing? I mean, dropping from California to Hawaii and dropping that thing on the ocean floor. I mean, there's some places where, what, they're... I don't know, what, 8,000 feet deep? I don't know how...
Could be, yeah.
I don't know how deep some of that stuff is, but... But it got snapped again the other day. So I didn't know they were still using it.
Oh.
They said they had an earthquake somewhere and it snapped that transatlantic cable. They had to go repair it. And I thought, I didn't think they used it anymore.
Hmm.
So, I don't know. Don't know. All right, need your autograph one more time on that. Now, I said this will be paid through your county's month. Is there any particular day of the month or time of the month you want that to occur?
Oh. Somewhere around the 5th, I suppose.
Okay. And that'll start in March.
Yeah.
Okay, this check will take care of the rest of January, which isn't much, and all of February, so let me put that on here. I'll just make a note.
Yeah, because I get my Social Security on the 3rd.
Okay. Okay, one last thing I need is I need to borrow your telephone, and I'll get it, so I know you're hurting. Let me get it for you. Are you sure? Keep moving, maybe, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Like, oh, I could have got that. It was right there. My wife has some back problems, and like she says, when your back hurts, everything hurts.
I had some back problems years ago out in Arizona. But what the hell he done to me laying on that table? I asked him, did you give me a goddamn shot or something? He said, no. And he went and looked at my back. And I found out, and I said, then it's the old problem could come back, something when it... Getting on and off that damn table, I popped that thing out right there. And of course, the first thing I put, come home, I put ice on it, and it's all right now. It still hurts a little bit, but not bad. But, damn. This shoulder here where they put that new one in, damn, he must have turned that curve behind my head and down my back or something.
Had you a straitjacket. Now, did they put you completely under for that?
No. No.
Oh, really? You were awake when they were doing that?
Well, partially, yeah. Just kind of semi.
Hmm. I'm going to write in here your check number so you can put it in your ledger.
All right.
I'll put it on your receipt here. Okay, they're going to ask you basically the two health questions I asked you, and that's it. They'll ask you probably your name, Social Security number, things like that. Again, the question says, are you currently hospitalized, confined to a nursing home, receiving hospice care, receiving home health care? Are you being treated with oxygen? Are you currently diagnosed by a physician having a terminal illness, or do you have congestive heart failure? That answer is obviously no. And do you have, they'll say, have you been diagnosed or treated by a member of the medical profession for acquired immune deficiency syndrome, AIDS, AIDS-related complex, ARC, or tested positive for antibodies to the AIDS virus, which you guys know. So that's all the questions I'll ask you. So you don't need to volunteer and say, well, you know, I had my pacemaker changed a couple weeks ago. I had a heart attack 9 or 20 years ago. I had, you know, a stroke 3 months ago. They're not going to ask any of that, so you don't need to volunteer any of that information. Phone number here. This is Jim Mall. I need to have an Illinois Mutual final expense interview done, please. Illinois Mutual, final expense graded death benefit. Correct. It is 785-826-9169. Mail. Hello. Okay. You have a good day, too. Thank you very much. Bye-bye. Okay, and I need to put a little information. So I remember to get back with you. Okay, we had a... The main thing is a stroke. We're just going to say October of 06, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Very good.
Yeah, when I had that stroke, when it took me to the emergency room, they came back in and cleaned it all the way out.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, it was only supposed to be 60% blocked, and right or left one was 90% blocked. But after we cleaned this one out, where I went to the doctor, he ran it down. Check on it again. He said, now that left one is bad before. So I got to go back in March and I'm run that again. See, they may go in and clean it out. I don't know.
Now, do they do that? They come up through your groin and do that?
No.
They actually cut these open and.
You can see the scar there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I guess you can.
Just open the thing wide open. They sure make it trying to shave or that.
Must be time to grow a beard, maybe, or something. I know my dad had his done, but we're talking back in the 70s, and I know back then they laid you open and did it, and I thought maybe by now they had a better way to do it, but because I know they can go up and work on your heart and stuff, going through your groin and fish that thing up through your heart and the Roto-Rooter things out and do all that stuff, but I guess they still got to. Because I think what they want, don't they come from this side and go down?
Yeah.
Because they don't want anything to flake off and go up, because then you're toast. So they want to, you know, kind of catch that before it heads north. So, okay. The company we're doing business with here is Illinois Mutual. I'll leave you some information on them. It says about us, it says they're in Peoria, Illinois. They've been in business since 1910. They do business in 47 states, have 17,500 agents. They are an A-rated company, so a good old company. Their phone number and address is right down here if you have any questions or concerns. My phone number is on my business card. And I'll also leave for you a memorial guide if you want to write down. So you got most of that taken care of, but you can write down things that the kids need to know. I'll leave that for you. So you should get your policy in your mailbox in about 2 weeks, but it is in effect right now. Don't use it any sooner than you have to, okay?
Right. I hope not.
And then, like I said, I'll keep track of that information and when you're eligible. And the other thing that I will do, if something does come along that I can get you, you know, day one benefits rather than that limited benefit, we can switch that too. So let me look and see if we would to do that, if there's any. Of course, you're going to be 81 before that. Yeah, that wouldn't be any savings on that company, so Yeah, we'll just have to kind of track it and see what we can do, and we'll be in touch with you.
That was an even $100 a month?
$99.90. Might as well call it $100.
Yeah.
Give or take a dime doesn't go very far today.
That's right.
So, yeah, I would just say it's an even $100. But I put that on your receipt here for you, so you can put it in your ledger. The check was for $99.90.
Right.
It was number 1686.
Okay.
So, but yeah, you might as well just count on saying I'm gonna drop $100 a month on that thing and go from there.
Okay.
All right. If you have any questions, give me a call. Now that phone number I have is a toll free voicemail. I'm never there, so I'm always out working or chasing my kids around. So if you need any, leave me a message. I check it 2 or 3 times a day, and I will get back with you. So,
okay.
All right. I'll hang your phone up on my way out. Okay. Well, it's good seeing you again.
Oh yeah.
Stay healthy, man.
Yes.
Doing your best, right?
A little late.
And stay away from the doctor's office. They always seem to find something wrong with you, don't they?
I know. I got a new doctor. This that Chris Brown here in town.
Mm-hmm.
He don't have any office help. He takes care of everything himself.
He doesn't have nurses or anything? So he takes your blood pressure and...
Right. He does it.
Wow. How can you do that? I mean,
I don't know, but he's doing pretty good.
Well, good. I'll tell you what, it's probably not a bad idea, because that way there's no question. He knows what's going on.
Right.
You know, there's sometimes where a nurse is going to say, oh, Mr. His blood pressure is just great, and she may not even check the dang thing.
Right.
Yeah, he doesn't know that.
But I went to see him here a while back for the first time. In fact, it was that part of December. And we just had a visit, that's all, just getting fundamentals.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't even have my records yet at that time. He said, well, after I get your records, and you call me about right after the first year, he said, make an appointment.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we'll really get down to business. Okay, so I called, said, make an appointment. And he does have a lady in the afternoon to answer the phone. So she went and told him who was calling. He said, was he hurting somewhere? What's the problem? No, nothing. He just called for an appointment with you. He said, oh, he ain't hurting. He don't want to see me. He didn't make an appointment.
That's good.
That's my kind of doctor.
That's right.
He ain't hurting for an appointment just to make money.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it, right? Yeah, the rest of them are trying to find something wrong.
Right, you bet.
All right, you have a good day.
All right, Jeff.
Thank you. All right, bye-bye.
Stop by oneanddonetraining.com. That's the number 1-A-N-D-D-O-N-E training.com. There you'll find our blog, media library, and ongoing training to help with your final expense career. Thanks. We'll see you there.